Neil Redfern, another win, another clean sheet.
Yeah, great performance. You know, a real gutsy, you know, spirited, never say die. And, you know, we've been playing like that now for a bit. And today you could see the lads, as soon as we got our noses in front, there was no way we were going to get beat.
No, your defensive effort was absolutely fantastic. The amount of balls going into your box. And I know Sylvester's made some good saves today, but defensively you look really strong.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and it started right from the front as well. You know, Stevie Morrison closing down into midfield, and then, you know, the back lads being resolute, and obviously Marco making, you know, first-class saves. And there were spells in the game and they really put us to task. And they're a good side. They're a top side, you can see that. But I just thought today there were real togetherness and toughness about us, and you know that's been in keeping with a lot of recent performances.
Perfect start, another goal for Alex Mowat, gets you off to a dream start.
As soon as you go 1-0 up, they've got to get 2 to win, so they're under pressure, you know, and they're under pressure anyway because they're trying to stay up there. And we talked about that before the game about, you know, trying to silence things because we knew it would, you know, it'd be partisan, it'd be a full house. But as ever, our people turn up, you know, we're as noisy as they are, and we've given them something to cheer about.
You've given them something to cheer about. That's 3 wins on the spin now, Neil. You're really starting to build some momentum, aren't you?
Well, we've got to use this, you know, we've got to use this run, and we've got to use this confidence that it's building, you know, amongst the players. And like I said before, you know, initially it was young players learning adversity. Now it's young players learning in a little bit of a successful run, which is great again. Because, you know, it's a young squad, it's a young team. They're going to get better, you know, as they go on and as they stay together. But like I said, I'm really pleased with everything that's happened today.
Sol Bamba, absolute colossus at the back for you again.
Outstanding, mate. He's, you know, he gives you a physical presence and a pace. He understands his position. He's composed on the ball. The number of times he's stepped in and pinched things and settled things down with a pass. But he's a leader. You know, he's a leader. And like I say, he's been a great signing for us, and he's helped galvanise that back four. But like I said, I thought from 1 to 11, even the sub, you know, when the sub comes on, all played the part. You know, even the subs that didn't get on, you know, they're willing the mates to do well. It's a real team effort.
Morrison, the amount of headers he won from corners today, that's another plus for him, isn't it?
Well, it is, because if you look at us now, you know, we're a big side, we're a big physical side, and we can play. You know, we can play as well in this division. We've got a side now that perhaps mirrors this division. You know, when it's on to play, we play. If we've got to tough it out and you know, we've got to be a bit more resolute, we can do it. And like I said, the big feature for me is the fact that it's young and it's getting better.
For all the possession and territory they had, it looked to me you had the best chances to maybe extend that lead.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, with a bit steadier finishing, or, you know, with a little bit more luck perhaps in front of goal, I mean, it could have ended up 2 or 3. You know, and it, case in point, you know, was the Reading game. You know, it's similar to that where we broke, and, you know, we got the second one, and I could see us getting another one. But obviously, you know, they're a good side, and they put us under pressure. But they're going to do the top of the league. You know, we're not going to get our own way all the time. But I thought a real gutsy performance.
You've played 6 games against the top 3 in the division. You've taken 15 out of 18 points.
Well, it's a good sign. You know, it's a good sign, isn't it? You know, but what we don't want to do is get carried away with everything. You know, we've got to make sure that we keep our feet on the ground. You know, we've got Brighton on Tuesday. It's a real important game. But we're on a good run away from home. You know, we look a lot better away from home. We look like we can win games, and you know, we need to try and keep this run going as best we can.
Is it just one game at a time? Is that as far forward as you can look?
Because that's what we've done, you know, previous, and that's how it's got us to this point. And I think that if you do that and you keep your players focused, and you know, you keep the way ahead clear. No, you can pick points up, but it's a tough division. I mean, you look today, I mean, Middlesbrough's a top side. They play some great stuff, I have to say, but every turn they got met by a Leeds player, you know, that were determined to stay, keep us in the game. And I thought a real gutsy effort.
Yeah, gutsy effort. Another clean sheet as well. That must be all the hard work you've put in on the training field. Must be happy with that.
Well, it is. You know, we do loads of work with the back four and the midfield screening, and then pressing and breaking, and then getting up the pitch. You know, we talked about getting up the pitch, the importance of it. Back four gets up the pitch, everything gets closer to Steve Morrison, and then you get your midfield players running off. You know, we've got legs in midfield, we've got youth, we've got craft, you know, so we can create, we can score. you know, and that process has got to happen, you know, and it's something that obviously, you know, I put in place through the week and, you know, that I work on with the back four, because it's important, you've got to do it.
And finally, unchanged today, are you hoping to be unchanged again, or you might give one or two a rest?
Well, we'll have to look at the lads, you know, we'll get them in. We've got a long trip down to Brighton, and then obviously we've got another tough game then on Saturday against Watford, who's a good side. And, you know, we've got to look at everything, because we've got to be professional about it. We've got to keep his lads and his squad intact. But, you know, if you can keep that continuity, it's an ideal scenario. But you've got to look at lads as well that's put a big shift in.
Well done, mate. Cheers.